Like all these bees are out gathering nectar, and now they're coming in and they want to get back in the hive.
High up on the rooftop of the Fairmont Hotel in the heart of Washington, two area chefs are tending to honeybees. Executive sous chef Ian Benz and executive pastry chef Aaron Weber wanted to have access to fresh local honey to use in their daily menus for the hotel's restaurant. So, 2.5 years ago, they installed 3 beehives on the roof and have been harvesting the liquid gold ever since. Ben says they got into beekeeping for a number of reasons.
It's great for the environment. It's a chance for us to get back to nature a little bit. We both love the process of where our food comes from, whether it's, you know, how beer or wine is made, how bread is made. You know, it's getting back to basics. Like honey is just one of the most basic ingredients that we started as humans cooking with.
Benz and Weber estimate about 60,000 to 90,000 honeybees take up residence in each hive at the height of nectar flow, which is from May through late July. Each hive is made up of several 40 by 50 centimeter wooden boxes called supers, which are stacked one on top of the other. The bottom supers, which are usually deeper than the rest, house the queen bee and her brood of baby bees. The worker bees use the supers above that to store most of the honey they make. Each super contains 10 rectangular frames in which the bees build a wax honeycomb. They use the structure for housing the queen's eggs and storing honey and pollen to eat. As each comb is filled with honey, the bees seal it with wax and continue to move higher up the hive, filling new frames of honeycomb.
Yeah, you can see that all the honey like is fully capped from end to end.
The Fairmont's rooftop bees travel up to 5 kilometers to collect nectar and pollen from plants and flowers in Washington's parks and gardens. Every month or so, during the warm weather, Benz and Weber remove the frames that have been filled and capped to harvest the honey.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to pull each frame, and then we're going to actually brush them or shake them off back into the hive.
After the harvest, the chefs bring the box of honey-filled combs to their kitchen for extraction. Benz uses a special warming knife to remove the thin layer of wax that the bees have formed on top of the honey. The beeswax will later be used to create natural skin products like lip balm, sunscreen, and facial scrubs that the hotel provides as amenities to its VIP guests. Once the cells of honey have been uncapped, Aaron Weber takes the prepared frames to the extracting machine. He places them, two at a time, into what looks like a giant metal can and turns the handle on top to set them spinning.
Yeah, what we start doing now, we got both the frames in there, and we'll just start spinning it. As we spin, the honey's going to go to the outside and just drip down to the bottom.
This method helps the comb stay intact within the frame so it can be reused by the bees. This afternoon's extraction yields about 22 kilos of fresh honey, which the Fairmont chefs will start incorporating into their menu. Today, they are pairing it with local artisanal cheeses for a savory cheese platter and mixing it into praline ice cream as a dessert offering. They also use their harvest in the hotel's signature Beetini, a unique concoction made with vanilla vodka and fresh lemon juice.
Cheers.
Since Benz and Weber set up their hives, other hotels across the U.S. and around the world have been inspired to turn to beekeeping as a healthy and environmentally sustainable alternative for fresh local honey. Ian Benz sees this as a growing trend.
People are going back to nature. You can see it, especially on the East Coast and West Coast, but you see it in New York City. Urban beekeeping, I think, is huge. And I think as we live more in cities, we realize how much nature is important to us.
So far this season, which started in May, Ian Benz and Aaron Weber have collected about 45 kilos of honey for their culinary specialties and expect their harvest to keep growing in the coming years. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.